Hello there. This is the family doctor.
Mr. Hayes here has given me quite a big order. Oh, you know Doc Adams, Mr. Hayes?
How are you, Doctor?
Yes, Mr. Hayes and I met up at the new bridge last week. How's it getting along, Mr. Hayes?
Fine.
Yeah, well, it's mighty nice of you to patronize the Merchants of Cedarton, sir. Last time, you remember that big job at the dam, Jess? Mm-hmm. The contractors who did that bought all their material and tools in from the outside somewhere.
Yep, made us all pretty mad, too. That was the Russell brothers. They bid on this job, too, but the supervisors decided to award the contract to Mr. Hayes' company.
Have you seen the job lately, Doctor?
No, I haven't.
Why don't you ride up with Mr. Rankin this afternoon? I think even a physician can see it taking shape by now.
Well, all right, sir. I think I can do that. I haven't any appointments that I know of.
Sure, Doc. Drop around first thing after lunch.
All right.
Well, Jess, you might as well take those tools down to the shed. We'll need them sooner or later.
Okay.
Would you like to step out, Doctor, and I'll show you around the job?
Yes, thanks.
I'll be back in a while, Doc, and take you back to town.
Now, Doctor, I promise not to get too technical. We had rather an odd problem here. We either had to put the bridge here at this end in the river, or else take out the old bridge before putting this one in.
Yeah, I see.
That would have meant detouring all traffic from Cedarton to Dunlap through Eagle Pass, an extra 20 miles or so. Naturally, the county supervisors were anxious to avoid that.
Yeah, naturally.
I understand the Russell brothers' bid was based on the plan to replace the old bridge with a new one in the same spot. So I guess that's how I happened to be able to get the contract away from them.
Yeah, but the structural problems were greater doing it this way. Is that what you mean?
Decidedly. Yes, it took us quite a time to figure out...
Listen.
What?
Mr. Hayes, what is that?
I don't know.
Hey, he's giving way. Look out.
Oh, that way, superstructure is giving. Look out, men. Jump. Jump into the river.
Hey, there's a man stranded up there. He can't get down.
Look out. Jump, man. Jump.
That man. He fell with the bridge. He's down there on the bank.
Oh, come on, Doctor. The other men are getting him out. Oh, I hope he isn't badly hurt. I've never lost a man in one of my jobs yet.
Yeah, we'll see.
Look out, men. Here's a doctor.
Who is it?
A young Carlton, Mark.
I can't understand how this happened. I've inspected every gird of the sun into this job. I can't understand it.
Who's hurt, boss?
It's Ben Carson, Mr. Shelley.
How bad is he?
We don't know yet. Dr. Adams is examining.
Well, this boy's in bad shape, Mr. Hayes. We'll have to get him down into town right away.
What in the name of good and bad happened down here? I never heard such a racket in all... Is somebody hurt?
Yes. Bring your truck as close as you can to the bank up there, and we'll bring the boy up to meet you. We've got to hurry. We've got a job on our hands here.
Right away, Doc. I'll be there by the...
Give me your coat, Mr. Hayes. You there, hand me those two poles.
Yeah, here, Carl.
I'll use my coat, too.
All right, Doc.
Button it up, Mr. Hayes.
Right. Like this?
Yes. Now, lay those two poles on the ground.
Okay,
and
Doc.
Slip the two coats over them through the sleeves.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, that makes a stretcher.
Well.
Now, help me put him on it. Oh, now. Very gently, now.
Easy there.
All right. There. Now, pick him up. Get him up the bank. All right, easy now. Well, Ben, how's the boy this morning, huh?
How long have I been here, Doc?
Oh, just 10 days.
How much longer do you think I'll have to stay here?
Oh, I don't know, Ben, but don't you worry. All the expenses are taken care of. Workman's compensation, you know. And I think Mr. Hayes would see to it anyway.
Doc.
Yes, Ben?
Am I ever going to see again?
Now, Ben, you're putting an old family doctor in quite a spot. We're going to do everything possible to get you back into circulation just as fast as we can. And Ben, you've got to have faith in the men and women who are taking care of you.
I know.
There's a specialist coming down from the city pretty soon. Just as soon as we feel you're strong enough for him to give you a going over.
Oh, it's okay, Doc. I just get kind of fed up here with these bandages and splints all over me. But I guess I asked for it.
What do you mean?
I ain't a steel worker, Dr. Adams.
You're not? What? It said on your insurance...
That bank. I've been working on structural steel jobs for 5 years, yeah, but that ain't true, Doc. I ain't never worked on a job like this before in my life.
What? Well, how...
Oh, I had to have a job, Doc. I had to get away from...
Yeah?
I got in with a pretty tough crowd about 2 years ago, Doc, and, well, we pulled a couple of jobs, and then me and another kid was pinched. We started serving a term out in California. But, well, the other kid decided to take a powder. I mean, do an escape.
Yeah.
I told him I was going to stick it out and go straight. I've been trying, Doc, but it's kind of tough sledding. Everybody wants references. I got out of that reform school, and I've been trying to get a job ever since. I ain't had no luck until I decided to fake some stuff about jobs I've had. And then Mr. Hayes, he give me this job. I guess I didn't know what I was doing up there in that scaffolding, or I might have been able to... Are you still there, Doc?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, sure, Ben.
I don't know why I told you all that, but I guess I had to tell somebody. If I ever get out of this jam, I guess I'll never fake nothing again.
Hmm. Ben, what's your idea about the way that accident happened?
I don't know, Doc. I was just up there catching rivets when all of a sudden something started breaking, and that's all I knew.
Mm-hmm. On your insurance application, I noticed you gave the Russell brothers as a reference.
Yep, that was a fake too, Doc.
How did you get that name, the Russell brothers?
From one of the other men on this job.
Who?
I don't want to get nobody into trouble.
Now, don't worry, my boy. You won't get anybody into any trouble they don't deserve. Who gave you that name?
Well, it was Mike Petrelli.
Oh. Well, I'll be back again this afternoon. And you better take some of that soup the nurse is going to bring you pretty soon. If you don't, you'll be sorry when you get a good look at her.
Okay, Doc, I'll do my best.
Well, I'll see you later.
So long, Dr. Adams. Thanks.
Petrelli.
Now, Doc, as Chief of Police of Cedarton, I demand that you deliver up that Carson fella.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yes, I do. And if necessary, I'll get a writ of habeas corpus from Judge Windsor. It's been 2 weeks since that wreck took place down to the bridge, and I want to get to the bottom of it.
What, the bridge?
Yeah. No. Now, you listen to me, Doc Adams. Here's Mr. Hayes here. He says he knows that there wasn't nothing faulty went into that bridge. That it was bad workmanship that caused that accident.
Is that right, Mr. Hayes?
I'm afraid it is, Doctor. There were only two men working up there, and Carson was one of them.
Who was the other?
Why, Petrelli here.
Yeah, I was working up there with a kid.
But you see, Doc, this Carson fella used to work for them Russell brothers, and that's what we want to talk to him about.
You do, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to.
What?
Now, you listen to me, all of you. Ben Carson is a very sick boy. I am his physician, and it's up to me to say whether or not you may talk to him. Not you, Chief of Police Bill Benson, or Mr. Hayes, or Judge Windsor, or anybody else.
No, but don't.
All I have to say. When I've decided that it's time to have a talk with him, I'll let you know. Goodbye.
Well, gosh almighty. I never seen Doc Adams act like that before. But I reckon it's how he means what he says.
Doctor, you asked us to come up here.
Yes, I did. Now, let me see. Mr. Hayes, Bill Benson, Jess Rankin, and Petrelli, yes.
Well, are you going to let us talk to the Carson fella now?
No, I can't.
Well, you can't? Huh?
He's dead.
Dead?
No,
what?
No, doctor.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he died this morning. What a shame, too.
Oh.
Probably I should have let you talk to him before, so we could have cleared up the mystery of why that bridge fell. As it is, I guess we'll always believe that he did it.
No.
That he maliciously weakened some of those girders. And he was underpaid to the Russell brothers.
No, no! I cannot stand it no longer. The kid, he'll never do it. He was never worked for the Russell brother. I did it. I did it. I'm a
going
crazy. I'm a killer to that Carson fella.
Say, what is this?
What's your real name, Petrelli? That isn't it. What is it?
My little name is Roselli.
That's what I thought.
Roselli.
Yeah. Gentlemen, meet the youngest of the Russell brothers.
What, brother?
Yeah, that's all right. My brother. They made me do this. I don't want to kill anybody.
Well, Jeff Rank and I deputize you to take this Petrelli or Roselli or whatever his name is down to the jail. I'll be down later.
You bet. Come on.
Go on, take him out of here.
Please.
Get him out.
I don't want to kill anybody.
Now, Doc, let's get to the bottom of this.
Well, Chief, Mr. Hayes, I'm sorry to have had to exaggerate the sudden demise of Ben Carson.
What do you mean, Doctor?
He isn't dead.
Not dead.
As a matter of fact, we're just about to take him in for an operation. An operation that's going to give him back his sight.
Well.
Now, I want you two to go in there. Tell him that everything's all right. That he's been proven absolutely innocent. And that you know he's going to get well. You go in first, Mr. Hayes. And tell the boy he's going to have a job the minute he gets out.
You bet I will. You bet I'll tell him.
Well, Doc Adams, how did you find out about all this?
Oh, I don't know, Bill. Just put two and two together, I guess. Pretty good detective work, wasn't it?
Well, gosh almighty, I'll say it was. Maybe I'll have to put you in the Cedarton police force, Doc.
Yes, that's an idea. Yeah, maybe I might even get to be chief of police someday.
Yes. What? Oh, no, 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 Doc, you shouldn't always say things like that.
There. This is the family doctor.
Bugle last night?
Hmm? Oh, well, no, Lou, I didn't. I just running over the editorial page this morning.
Well, now you just hustle along.
Hmm?
You heard what I said. I want you to hurry. I've got lots to do before the ladies come today.
Ladies?
Well, I'm having a meeting of the committee here this afternoon, and I've got to prepare the refreshments and all. Besides cleaning up a mite before they... Grant!
Huh? What?
Look what you're doing.
What's the matter?
You almost poured that coffee into the sugar bowl.
I did.
There's nothing to laugh at. I've got enough to do around here without cleaning up after your absent-mindedness.
Oh, I'm a great little woman. Well, I guess I might as well get on downtown. Goodbye, Lou.
Bye.
Well, now, aren't you
Oh, I know what you mean. There. Was that it?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, you men. See, you can think of more things to waste a body's time.
Men? Well, just how many men are there in your life, Lou?
Grant Adams. Now, you get along. Get along this minute.
Goodbye, Lou. See you this evening. All right, Griff, there's your liniment. And then on your way back to the lake, you stop into the house and get those new pellets. Yes, they came in the mail last evening, and I guess I forgot to bring them down to the office.
Oh, that's all right, Doc. I ain't no hurry.
Just take them as it says on that slip of paper there. Mm. One before every meal and one before bedtime. And drop around in about a week.
Yeah.
And see how you're feeling then. And if you don't start improving pretty soon, well, we're going to have to try something else to clear up that rheumatism.
You might try cutting off my arm, Doc.
Griff Miller, that's no way to talk. I'll tell you what I am going to prescribe, though.
Yeah, what's that, Doc?
How's that gold mine of yours panning out?
Gold mine? All right, I reckon, but what's that got to do with it?
Never mind. Is it paying you pretty well, Griff?
Well, tolerable, yeah, but I told him to go kind of slow.
Why?
Well, I don't want the folks to see it and think old Griff Miller's too rich. Might want to get their hands on some of it.
Oh, I don't think so. But, you know, Griff, I've been thinking. You're not getting any younger.
No, I reckon ain't. None of us do, I guess.
Yeah, and it's high time you were taking things a little easier.
Easier? Oh, no, Doc, I ain't working too hard.
Oh, yes, you are. I've driven past your house to lake, and you've been pushing those big flat-bottom rowboats of yours around.
Oh, well,
I've been mending the springboard, putting a new roof on your boathouse, and 101 other things. It just don't do that rheumatic condition any good.
Oh, say now, Doc.
Now, you've just got to take things easier.
Oh.
There's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't hire some good, healthy, strapping young fella to do your hard work for you, Griff.
Oh, no, I...
You can take the responsibility of managing everything, but take on a husky youngster to do the heavy work. You wouldn't have to pay him very much, and it'll add 10 years onto your life.
Oh, no, Doc, I can't afford nothing like that.
Afford it? Now, Griff, what about your gold mine?
Well, I'll tell you, Doc Adams. I've been working around the lake up there so long by myself, I don't know what I'd do with nobody else fussing and stewing around in my way all the time.
Nevertheless, young man, you've got to do something to take it easier, or you'll be all crippled up with that shoulder of yours in no time.
Do you really mean that, Doc?
I most certainly do. Now, I'm not trying to tell you how to run your business. That isn't my job.
No.
Yeah, my business is to show you how to regain sound health and keep it.
Well, reckon as how you know what you're talking about, Doc.
Of course I do. Now, you think it over, Griff, and we'll talk about it when you come down next week.
Yeah, huh? All right, Doc. Thank you again, Doc.
Don't mention it. And don't forget to drop up to the house and get those new pellets.
No.
If I'm not going to be there, I'll phone Mrs. Adams to have them ready.
All right, Doc. Thank you. Well, so long.
Goodbye, Griff. Hello? Dr. Adams speaking. Oh, yes, Lou, yes. The committee wants to see me? What about? Oh, you can't tell me now, huh? Well, I've got a couple of calls to make, Lou, and I'll be right home. In about 20 minutes or half an hour, I guess. All right, Lou. Yes, all right. Goodbye.
Mr. Miller,
I just think it's the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to anybody in Cedarton. I'm sorry I haven't had a chance to tell you before this just how glad we all are. Just think, a real gold mine right there on your pup day. Oh, I do, Dr. Adams.
Hello, Maddie.
I was just telling Mr. Miller what a grand thing I think it is, him finding all that gold in his pup day. Isn't it thrilling?
Yes, it certainly is. For Griff.
Yes. Well, I've got to hurry along. I'm just delivering this dress to Pete May.
To Pete May?
Yes. He sent it to his mother for her birthday. It was my idea.
Oh, I see.
And then I'm going up to your house, Dr. Adams.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, a committee meeting. I am kind of late, but I had to get this dress done. Well, goodbye, Mr. Miller, and I do think you're an awful lucky man.
Yeah, well, goodbye.
I'll see you later, won't I, Dr. Adams?
Me? Oh, yes, yes, sure. Yeah, goodbye, Maddie.
Oh, that woman sure has got the gift of gab.
Yes, Griff, I guess she has. She certainly had you cornered.
Drat him anyhow. Not a nuisance and bother, says I.
Why, what do you mean?
Women, tarnation nuisances, that's what they are. Or it's a button in the other folks' affair.
Oh, now, Griff, you oughtn't to talk like that. Why, it's the women folks that make the world what it is.
Yeah, I reckon it is.
I mean, the world is a sweeter, more wholesome, more livable old place with the women folks around. Mm-hmm. And you know it is. The women, bless them, they're the balance wheel of civilization, Griff.
Maybe you're right, Doc. I wouldn't be knowing. Well, I'll call by your house about later and get them pellets.
All right, Griff. Goodbye again. Gosh, Friday, what's this?
Oh, Grant, I'm so glad you've come.
What is this, Lou? I thought you said you had a committee meeting here this afternoon.
I have. This is a committee meeting.
Looks to me like the whole ladies' aid.
Well, it's a meeting of the committee of the whole.
A whole? Yes, and I'm in it.
Yes,
I'm
so glad,
Doctor. Well, how do you do?
Here he is, girl. You'll be able to settle it. Here's Doctor.
Oh, Doctor. You know Griff Miller better than anyone else in town.
Well, I...
Oh, yes, you do now. And you've got to settle this matter.
Matter? What matter?
Well, we're trying to decide what Griff Miller should do about his mine.
His mine? What about it?
Well, I say that he should start a library. If he wants to call it the Miller Memorial Library, well, that's all right with me, but a
And I say that Griff Miller isn't able to handle his money himself. I don't think he's competent. Mentally, I mean.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Now, just a minute, girl. Just a minute.
Just think what it would mean for Cedarton to have a real public library. Now, if we could get Griff Miller, I mean, if Dr. Adams could get Griff Miller to start a fund that would take, oh, say, 85% of the money he gets out of his mine, well, then, he wouldn't have to be declared incompetent. And after all, girls, that is a little discouraging to an old man like him. Well, I don't know how this is going to be settled. But as for me, I'm going to wait on my husband as a committee of one. And if I can't get Stanley Windsor to declare Griff Miller mentally incompetent to handle all that money, well, I don't know Sam Windsor.
I move, girl. I move that we leave it up to Dr. Adams.
I second the motion. You've heard the motion, ladies. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The ayes have it. Dr. Adams.
Well, ladies, I must say this has been mighty interesting to me, this little discussion of yours about what Griff Miller is going to do with the money he gets out of his own gold mine. But I've just been thinking. I wonder what you think of this idea. What would you think of letting things take their own course and allowing the subject in question, Griff Miller, to make his own decision?
There's the front door there.
I'll go, Lou. You stay right here. I'll go. Gosh, Jeff Friday.
Hello, Doc.
Yes. What is it, Griff? Oh, an emergency case? Well, I'll come right away. Anybody dying? Wait till I get my medicine.
But, Doc, I know, Griff.
It's all right. A doctor must answer a call any time of the night or day. Come along.
Hey, wait a sec, Doc. You don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do. Come on, get into my car. I'll drive you up to the lake.
But Doc Adams, did you bring the pellet?
Oh, hang the pellet. I wouldn't go back into that house for a gold mine.
Well, what's the trouble, Doc? You look sort of upset.
Never mind. I wouldn't give you the satisfaction of telling you what's the trouble.
Well,
but just you believe me when I tell you, Griff Miller, you know more about the world than I've given you credit for. Women, gosh, to Friday.